is distinct, right? Or maybe a motor there, right? Because, in other words, which one was the cause of this distinction? Where it's that, in other words, nobody else can say that the previous Nasi was Mufsar and Sivo Aleha to the next Nasi, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu does that to Yeshua, right? So, right, Yeshua doesn't do that to the next people, right? And also, what's this idea? Also, I mean, you could press that question. There's also the question, so let's say the difference, what's the difference between, so the Rambam made the second group, right? So the laws of Pinchas and Yeshua, because those Kibbutz Mimano, right? So, only they were Makabel, and the rest of the Shem Zakenim were not Makabel? I mean, and the rest of the Shem Zakenim had to be pretty intelligent. What? Separate out somebody's prophetic mission and someone as the Nazi of the Beis Din, right? As we talked about last time, the prophecy, Nevuah, cannot have anything to do with Torah Shabbat Pass. It would be completely outside of our system to determine a halacha based on nevuah, or even based in other words, you have somebody who's the greatest navi of the door, and if possible, they might not be the nafi, right? That's a possibility. I mean, I think it ended up that in general the navi of the door was the nafi, right? According to the Rambam's list here, right? So, but we're going to have to find, in other words, to find the answer, it has to be somewhere, we're going to have to find it from somewhere else than a prophetic mission. What?
Why did it start, right, to only with Eli Beis Dino, before it's not person and his base been passing it on? Two questions, we might have to put that one in the back burner, I don't know if we're equipped yet. That's a much more difficult question, right? But, at least according to my, estimation. But it would seem, but I think we should at least attempt something by this point. In other words, what is this? Right? What's the unique? What is this unique position of Yeshua? Or in other words, not necessarily is it something unique about Yeshua. In other words, it's unique because, in other words, there's Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the beginning of the Masorah, and Yeshua is the first one to be Mekabel Masorah. This is the first one, there are other people in the condo, right? But he has a unique role for the being first, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu was first in one way, but Yeshua is first in terms of the way that the in other words, because Moshe Rabbeinu, for him, Torah was from Nevuah, right? So for every other door, the Torah Shabbat Pah is not going to be based on Nevuah. It's going to be based on Masorah of Chokmah, right? So it's not Yeshua is the first to receive Torah Shabbat Pah, not as Nevuah, but as a Masorah of Chokmah, right? So that's going to be, I think, significant here. Maybe the question that we could approach in terms of what role do you think? Let's give a shot at it, right? I'm not saying that this is going to be the final answer to the problem, but what role, in general, does the Nasi play in the Sanhedrin? Right? So we talked about the Sanhedrin supposed to be the greatest Chachamim. Another fact that we were able to find from the Rambam is that the Nasi is supposed to be the one who has the greatest, who's greatest in Chachamah. Right? So the greatest of all time. What? Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nasi of his Sanhedrin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was the Nasi. Right? So, yeah. Why do we need a Sanhedrin? So that's a good question. Why do we need a Sanhedrin? Why do we need a Sanhedrin at all? Because we have Moshe Rabbeinu.
Okay.
Right? So that, what? Right. So we're going to have to eventually look in Baalos Krah, right? In Bandabar. Right, because the basic way that Sefer Bamidbar works. So the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar up until Balotza, so the people are preparing to enter Eretz Yisrael. Right. So in other words, the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, there's no plan to stay in the desert for 40 years. Right. So the plan is go right into Eretz Yisrael. Right. So then. things took a turn for the worse. Right? So the, that was starting in Perek Yudal. Right? So after the famous, the upside down nuns, right? So the upside down nuns, like Rambam says, there's really, the Midbar is like it's three books, right? So why is it three books? In other words, because the first book up until that would have been the fulfillment of the ideal, right? And then then is the middle, the Vayim, so I'll run Vayim Moshe, and then we have Vayim Kimzonim Rabbah Nei Hashem, starting in Perek Yudalef Pasagalef. In other words, that was the beginning of the downward spiral leading to the Meraglim, right? So the Meraglim, that was it. Their fate was sealed to be to wander in the desert for 40 years. So, but if you look, what was the first thing? The people were disowning him, right? So they were complaining, and there was a fire burning on the edge of the camp. The people were getting killed, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu prays, and then it goes down. Okay, and then there's the Asaf. So they have the Asaf Utava, right? So they cried and they wanted meat. Right? So they wanted the right, so they were complaining. Okay. So and then they complained about the man. Okay. So all right, so they complained about that. So Moshe says, why are you doing evil to me? Okay, going on. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Hashem. Okay? So Vayomer Moshe Hashem, Lama Hariyosa Liabdaka, why are you doing evil to your servant? So Lama Lamatsavi same day not why by not on favor in your eyes. To place the burden of this people upon me. Was I pregnant with this whole people? I should give birth to them. You'd say to me, carry them. If you should carry them, like a nurse carries the suckling. Okay, so am I going to get meat to give this whole people? But they cried to me, way more. Give us meat so we should eat. So I'm not able to alone to bear this entire people. Right, this is the key pasuk, guys. Right, the pasuk Yudalad Perek Yudalad. I'm not able alone. To carry this entire people. Alright? It is heavier than me, or it's too heavy for me. Right? And if this is so, the way that it's gonna be with for me, Harginina Harod. Kill me. If I find favor in your eyes. So I should not see my evil. Right? Okay. Now the key is what God says to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? To us. What's this Sanhedrin, right? So it's a pasuk and chumash. Okay, so Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hashem said to Moshe, Esfali Shivnish, gather to me 70 people. Mizikne Yisrael, from the elders of the Jews, Asher Yadaka, that you know, Kihim Zikne Ha'am, the Shoshram, that they are the elders of the people and its officers. So Lakach Yosan Ohel Moed, take them to the Ohel Moed, right? The tent of meeting. This Yatsavu Sham Imach, and they will stand there with you. What's the difference between what Yisro's counsel, which Moshe Rabbeinu took, and this? Of the Shulam Zikim. Okay, so we'll also come back to that. Okay, so that's clearly an important question. Because also, here he already has Shotra. Notice he says, there's Zikne'am, the Shotra. So what's the difference that now you take 70? What's that? Okay, so it says, gather them together, we'll bring them to the Ohel Moed, and they'll stand there with you. Okay, here's the very interesting, this is very interesting. The Yaradzi, and I will go down, right? This is, obviously not literally, God didn't do that. The Dibarti Imokhan, I will speak with you. Shah, there. The Absalti Minaruach Asher Alecha, So here's a little where it gets a little bit strange. So it's so they translate it as, I will increase some of the spirit that is upon you, the Santi Alehem, and I will place it on them. And it's clearly it's not something that's simply it cannot be translated simply, right? And they will bear with you the burden of the people. Right? And you won't have to bear them alone. Okay? Okay. Right? So, in other words, what's the Shivan Zakanim? So, to put it simply in the terms of the Chumash, right? It's that which it's to help Moshe Rabbeinu bear the burden of the people. Right? To help Moshe Rabbeinu bear the burden of the people. Right? So that's our first clue in trying to understand what the Sanhedrin is. Right? And of course we have to understand so why does this extend for all Dora? What? This is the first most important source in terms of trying to understand what the Sanhedrin is. Right? So that's the first place. Right? Okay. So what was Yisro's, the system that Yisro suggested? So the question is this. So it says, let God be with you. Right? The Yeh Elohim Elach. The Hayeh Yatala Am. Mola Elohim. So you'll be people opposite God. The Hevesa Atara Sadevorim Elohim. Right? So you'll bring the word to God. This Harta Eshem Esachukim Esatoros. So you'll warn them about the Pukim and the Taurus, so that of Ham, so Darak Yelkuva. And you will make them run the way they should go. That's a Mount Asher Yasir. And the thing that they should do. So Tasek Hasen Kulam, and you should see from the people, Am Sheikh Kyle, people of valor, Yirei Elohim, those who fear God. Am Sheikh Emes, people of truth, so Nebuchadnezzar, ones who hate ill-gotten gain. The Sons of Alehem, and place upon them, sorry Elohim, sorry Neos. Right, officers of thousands, officers of hundreds, officers of fifties, officers of tens. The shop to us on the whole race, and they'll judge people at all times. And every big thing will bring to you. Called the Baal Kasam do Haim, and any small thing they will judge. And they'll make it easier for you, and they will bear it with you. So in other words, there seems to be two removals of burden for Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? So in Yisro, we have removal of burden from Moshe Rabbeinu, which was not prompted by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisro saw the problem. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu, agreed. Right? So, whereas here, Moshe Rabbeinu is basically saying, kill me, right? Unless you find some way to help me here. And here, God suggests the idea, or tells him the idea, that the Shivan's a king. Another kind of bearing of burden, right? So now, I mean, there's a basic difference here, just in terms of the context of the story, right? In other words, by Yisro, so let's say, right, so basically, Yisro was right after they, so pretty soon after they left Mitzrayim. In other words, before they became before all the Chatayim really started to come about, right? Whereas you see there seems to be a shift in the type of chait that the people are doing in Bamidbar, and the kind of chait they're doing, and the way that Moshe Rabbeinu is now related to that chait, right? So, I mean, those are the basic elements. But I think it's worthwhile that you guys look at that parsha, think it over, look at the mafarshim, or see what you can come to in terms of understanding the nature of the Sanhedrin. What's the need of the Sanhedrin? Right? But even before that, let's talk a little bit more. Right? I think we're equipped. In other words, let's try to say something basic. Right? So we have the Nasi and we have the basic. Right? So we said the Nasi is the one who's the greatest in terms of level of Kabbalah. Right? So now what would result from that situation? Right? What would result from that situation? He is the greatest in Kabbalah. We know it can't make a difference in terms of
if there's a machlokes, you know, they vote, or the Zachar Rabin, right? So he doesn't have more of a vote than anybody else. But it seems he does have a greater position. So what would be a basic thing that we could say in terms of the superiority of his position? Because also, not only do we give him a position, we give the next level Chachma position, the, right? Yeah. Yeah. You're saying if you are more Chachma, then the kind of ideas that you're giving over will be superior. Okay, that's a good correct move. Conveys the Torah Shabbat best. You're saying that's in line with having it based is a body which communicates Torah Shabbat, right? So then it makes sense that the top position is the greatest communicator, right? So, but it's interesting, when the Rambam says what the Beis Din is, he doesn't say communicates. Right? It's interesting, his choice of words there. He says, in Hilchos Ma'amrim, he says, Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, so the Beis Din HaGadol, which is in Jerusalem, Heim Ikar Torah Shebaal Peh. They are the roots, or the essence, of Torah Shebaal Peh. The Heim, and they are Amudei HaHora'a, the pillars of halakhic instruction, right? So perhaps there you might have here amudei ha'ora, right? Ha'ora is communication. Umehem, and from them choku mishpat yotze l'chol Yisrael, right? So from them the choku and the mishpat goes out to all of Yisrael. Va'alehem ha'yaticha Torah, upon them the Torah promises. In short, shenema al'piya Torah shor yerucha, according to the Torah which they shall instruct you. In other words, so, this is somewhat in line with what you're saying. They're a body whose sole function is instruction in terms of the das. Zo mitzvah tase. This is a positive mitzvah, right? To listen to the mitzvah. V'chohom ma'amin b'moshe Rabbeinu b'torah so. And anybody who maintains that the Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu and his Torah are true, chayav v'smok ma'aseya das aleihem. So he is required that the actions of the das are based on them, uishan aleihem, and to lean upon them, right? So in other words, there's certainly an idea, there's a relationship between the people and this body. In other words, what defines Torah Shabbat Peh? This body of individuals, right? So that's a nice first move. In other words, if these are the communicators of Torah Shabbat Peh, so that individual who is the wisest, right, in other words, wisest in Torah Shabbat Peh, right, it makes sense that he should have a unique place in that body. In other words, we should identify that individual. In other words, this is a body which is defined by its chachma and its relationship to the people. Right, so that's a good first step. Right? So he's the greatest level of chachma. Right? So is there anything else you could say about that? There's one functional thing that does different. I have to see if there's anything else. Is that he is the only one who can declare the new chodesh. Right? He's the only one who can be mekadesh the chodesh. That's interesting. I have to come back to that. That's an interesting thing. I'm not sure. There might be other things that are unique about him, but that is definitely a unique thing.
No, that's Bushia.
One individual who, in other words, he's the greatest in Chachma, so everybody else is less in Chachma. So what would that, how would that impact upon the other individuals, right? How would that impact upon them? Upon everyone. Well, first we'll talk about the peers in the basement. How would that impact upon them? But they're all very wise individuals who know the entire Torah, right? They all know the entire Torah, right? Here in Chachma, that means that they're, as we talked about last week, how, in other words, what kind of knowledge are you, in other words, what is Chachma in this area? Chachma is always a knowledge of principles. The clearer and higher your principles are, then the greater your understanding of the subject matter is. In other words, the clearer your principles, in other words, and eventually you try to reduce your principles, and the Torah Shebichtav sort of stands as the highest model of expression.
from the principle, right? So there's a secret of the highest principle. Now, the Nasi, in other words, must have the greatest principles. So now it would seem that he would inform the other individuals of these ideas. So his formulation will be superior to theirs. So, but they're not on that level of thought. But there's two different types of knowledge that a person can have. In other words, you can know something from your own mind. In other words, you could have first-hand knowledge, or you could know it from authority. Right? In other words, it seems that everyone else in the Beis Din, a part of their not understanding of Purusha Bhakta will be authoritative. Right? Based on whose authority? The Nasi. Right? The Nasi has no authority upon him, in other words, he has no authority upon him. So what's the nature of the authority? It's not authority in the final psak halacha, right? But it's an authority in terms of the level of chachma. In other words, there's authority in chachma. Alright? There can be authority in chachma. Everything to do with tasting. Because in other words, what's the idea? In other words, this is the body of individuals which is defined by their understanding of Chachma Satora. Right? In other words, that really is the definition. In other words, they define Purusha Bhakta. So forget about the final vote on it. In other words, this is it's a question of what is their level of understanding of this body. Right? So the greater Nazi will uplift the group through his understanding. Right, he will uplift them to, in other words, part of their knowledge will come based on his authority. In other words, that will be part of their knowledge. Right. Well, he's not going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, but after Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't have. In other words, the Nasi of each Sanhedrin is, that's what we have. In other words, that is what defines our Torah Shabbat Pah. Because Torah Shabbat Pah is based on a living knowledge of the system. That's what defines this area. Right? The living knowledge of the system. In other words, our Torah Shabbat Pah is not based on the Torah Shabbat Pah of the Shmuel's Beis Din, right? But now that's the question. Once we don't have Beis Din anymore, what happens to the system? Right? Do we have a Torah Shabbat Pah? I mean, what's going on? Right? So of course, that's a whole other topic, right? I think that's the first step we have to make is saying that. In other words, he has authority in terms of chachma. In other words, because part of their knowledge will become authority based on authority, not based on first. In other words, they will not know it from their own minds. They will know it based on instruction. Of course, I mean, they understand what he's telling them. They're still based on his authority, right? The two keys to understanding what Sanhedrin are going to be that first halacha in Hilchos Ma'amrim, right, where he talks about how the Beis Din HaGadol is the ikur of Purusha Bhakta, right, and going back to the Chumash, more importantly, and really coming to an understanding of those psukim, which explain why we originally needed a Sanhedrin, right? Those are going to be, I think, the two most fundamental clues in this investigation. Knowledge of Purusha Bhakta is not just knowing what the final decision is. Knowledge of Purusha Bhakta is the understanding of the highest principles which are behind the system. Mm-hmm. And eventually, those principles don't stay in the realm of, as Rambam puts it, the Havayos Devayim Arava, but it goes to the realm of Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava. In other words, that is a significant part. In other words, these members of the Beis Din, hopefully these are people who also know Maisa Bereishis and Maisa Merkava, right? And those themselves can be a source of higher principles in the realm of the understanding of Purusha Bhakta. If the Nasi is the greatest level of Chachma, then we have a basic logical problem. So how can anybody ever disagree with him on his Pesach in Halakha? He's the greatest Chachma, I can disagree with him. So, you could be the guy who has the biggest breakthroughs in the area, right? So, you could be Einstein. The greatest breakthroughs in physics,
Right? But there could be people below Einstein who might point out to Einstein, hey Einstein, you told us the principle, but wait a second, you made a calculation mistake in this area. Because I was applying your theory to this little area, which you probably weren't even thinking about or concerned with. And so you've got to make this little bit of a thing, and try and say, oh, that's a good point, or excuse, right? In other words, in areas, there could be difference. But how you determine who's the greatest Chacham? By his understanding of principle. Just because your understanding of principle is superior, doesn't mean that in every domain, you will have the greatest opinion, right? And I think that's why it still leaves room for other individuals to have their own opinion in the area. In other words, otherwise you can never have any dispute. In other words, because let's say, right? In other words, just because everybody has a vote doesn't mean that, in other words, so maybe, why can't they all, in other words, I don't know exactly how it works, but Sally, the body doesn't exist anymore. In other words, why can't, Shimon in the basin say to everybody else, hey, this is what I think the opinion is, give all his arguments, we go back and forth, we look at the Gemara. They certainly weren't shy of giving arguments and trying to convince other people of their opinion. I'm sure he tried to convince other people of their opinion. And they said no. In other words, I can even imagine the case. In other words, sometimes, you have some famous machlokes, right? So, I think it was Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, right? So, in determining some basic ideas, in other words, there's also the rest of the base then. In other words, the main opponents, so the representatives of each side, were these two individuals, and they're probably get up in front of the rest of the basin, offer their arguments, and try to say, oh, this is what I think, that's why I think you're wrong. I'm sure everybody else was, listening and trying to, weighing the arguments, saying, even if they're not capable of giving the arguments in the area, they're capable of weighing the arguments one way or another, and in the end, they have to come to a decision, right? So, but they might get out, I think Rabbi Gamliel is correct. Right? In other words, everybody, one person could convince that somebody's argument is powerful. I mean, I'd be able to convince everybody that he's right. There's nothing wrong with that. In other words, I mean, these are individuals who are seeking, we're used to in this society, where people are not seeking truth, and they're just trying to convince you of their opinion, who cares what the truth is, right? These are individuals who only cared about truth. I'm sure there were times where they would say, you know what, that was my opinion, but I'm changing my opinion. It happens in the Gemara, right? They change their opinion, so you're right. And Moda.
So the case of the...
I don't know exactly how they went about judging it, but let's say greatest Merkava. So if he was the one who has the greatest knowledge of Maitre Merkava, so then I would imagine that he, in other words, it's just that area, no other area, But if he has the greatest...
What was the determining area?
The greatest Merkava. What was the determining area? I would say they had to take into account the entire corpus of what one can know. And you see where they the Hillel, I forget how many students, but I think the least of the students was Yochanan Ben Zakkai, and then the greatest, I have to check, and I think the greatest was Yonatan Ben Uzziah. So if it was Yochanan Ben Zakkai, what did he know? And with everything, right? I don't remember exactly. I don't remember exactly. I might be wrong. I'll look it up and then I'll correct the exact text. But what is the greatest? Well, when he would learn, birds would burn up if they would fly over his head. So, in other words, obviously, one thing we can gather from that story is, however they determined it was a great Chacham, we would not be able to appreciate the way they worked it out. Or you're comparing with Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who knew everything, at least that we could even imagine knowing, and stuff that you don't even know what they're talking about that he knew, right? And this other guy, he's the least of the students, and it was the greatest. I mean, it's a good question. It's the Gemara itself at. Right? In other words, you can compare people in Chacham. Exactly how you go about doing that. I mean, I guess you have to be a great Chacham to be able to work out.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, right, it's like when you don't know anything about an area, when you're not in the area, like, could I judge who the greatest physicist of all time was? No, because what I know about physics is what I read in the newspaper. Right? I mean, was Richard Feynman better or greater Einstein greater? I don't know. I mean, some people seem to say that it was Einstein, but how can I judge? But maybe Einstein will come up with... Right, so he came up with quantum theory, right? Or whatever, so stuff like that. So I don't know. Okay. So it seems our ability to judge... Oh, I don't know how they came about determining who is the greatest quantum. But I certainly would not be able to appreciate however they go about working that out. But it seems the idea that it's the greatest chacham, just because you're the greatest chacham, doesn't mean that nobody can have machlokas on that. Right? In other words, maybe the greatest chacham will let the, you know, will let the members of the Beis Din go about having their machlokas and will be a
Muslim. You can miss something that another guy saw.
Right.
In other words, the greatest chacham doesn't mean that he's... It's impossible for him to make
mistakes. Right. It's not a malach that is that. There's a malach that they have an idea, and basically they'll know every implication perfectly. Right? But we don't have perfect knowledge, but we can have higher principles and a greater understanding of Chokhmah. It doesn't mean that then we'll immediately everything will follow.